Oh, darling. No, no, it's not a terrible idea. But I think you'll be more likely to find the fragments of beer bottles than the pretty shells you're looking for. Plus, if you get up, I won't be able to do this. I do make an excellent point, don't I? But I suppose we could see if there are any other shells under our own little patch of sand. Oh, come on, don't just sit there and make me do all the work. Sheesh. Oh, here we go. I think this... never mind, just a bottle cap. Maybe we should... keep walking. I'm sorry about that, sweetheart. Why? Well, they stopped right in front of us, sweetheart. They were blocking the sun. I suppose the sun is at a bit of a different angle, but they were blocking the view of the water. It wasn't an overreaction. Believe me, if you saw their faces... Don't worry about it, baby. Where were we? Never mind. In any case, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Yes. Me too. I'm glad you suggested a beach day. It's just what we needed. No, I'm all right. I'm all right. Really, darling, don't test me. I just want us to have a good time today, that's all. Baby, are you comfortable here? Really? Oh, I was just thinking that it might be better if we moved somewhere else. You know, just somewhere out of the sun and away from all these people. Maybe those bluffs over there. Oh, come on now, you got your tan lines. And I will enjoy seeing them later. But they're going to turn into burn lines if we stay for much longer. Not crowded, sweetheart. Look around. There are more than enough people to make me feel... uneasy. Especially with the way you're dressed. Oh, no, no, baby, don't twist my words. You know I love that bikini on you. Especially when you're propped up on that towel. Or walking in front of me. Yes, but... I'd prefer to have you to myself, away from the crowds. No, baby, I'm not upset at you. I just think that it's time for us to move. You think the whole beach is this crowded? It is a lovely day, but... you might be right. In that case, I think we've been here for long enough. Don't you agree? Baby, don't act like that. We don't have to end the day. We can go home, change, and go out for a nice dinner. You'll like that, won't you? Pick a place, and I'll take you. Good. Now, put on your cover-up for the walk to the car. You've been showing yourself off for long enough. I don't mind. It's just been an interesting day. Okay, do we have everything? All right, come on, I'll carry the bag. Sweetheart, you always run your mouth when you're nervous. Stop it. Good. That's better. Now, you're right to think that something's off. But I'm not upset at you, so stop looking at me like that. You didn't do anything besides exist and wear what I told you to wear. But maybe I should have thought better of that. Oh no, I already told you, but I'll say it again. You look incredible. The way that set shows off your curves, oh man, I could barely take my eyes off you today. I'm sure you noticed. If there'd been a little cove, anywhere deserted, I would have laid our towel down and taken you right there. It's really a shame it was such a nice day. So many people, and all of them, were looking at you. Yes, sweetheart, that was the problem. As I said, I couldn't take my eyes off you. But turns out, no one else could either. Those men who stopped so close to us just a few minutes ago, it wasn't a coincidence that they took a break in their journey just then. And they weren't the only ones. They were the only ones who were that blatant about it, but baby, you're stunning. And when people see you, they can't help but stare. No, I'm not exaggerating. I don't mind seeing people glance over, acknowledging your beauty, getting a little jealous of me. But when they're candid about it, that candid about it. Oh, sweetheart, 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 how are you so naive? It started the moment we arrived. I should have made you put on your sunscreen before we left because the way you applied it out there made it look like you were begging for attention. I don't want your chest getting all red and marked up either. Not by natural means anyways. But you were practically playing with your own tits. Right there, for everyone to see. And it was unnecessary. In that top, people would have stared no matter what you did. Especially when you consider the other half of the set. I mean, God, you were so exposed, sweetheart. Your ass was completely on display, daring every man on that beach to stare. I can look at you however I want. You know that. You like it. But when other people do it, it's more than simple possessiveness. Although you know I have my fair share of that too. It's more than that. I can't help but wonder if you enjoy their attention as well. Oh, really? I know how much you love being praised. And the way you were stared at today? Well, that's a kind of praise in itself, isn't it? It's not so far-fetched to imagine that you might like it. Oh, I know that you wouldn't dream of being unfaithful, baby. That's not even a worry in my head. Still, just the idea of someone else imagining you the way I've seen you. Imagining how your body looks underneath those little scraps of fabric barely covering it up. Well, anyone could come up with a very accurate mental image when you're dressed like that. And I didn't realize that it bothered me until today. It's strange, really. It's so much fun to show you off. Putting you in a slutty little outfit. Parading you out where anyone can see you. Definitely a part of me enjoys it. But at the same time, part of me wants to keep you all to myself. I mean, you are mine, after all. Why should anyone else have the privilege of enjoying such a beautiful view? It's irrational, and I haven't completely made up my mind about it. But, I mean, I can't say I'm completely comfortable. Definitely not. Well, that's true. There are some privileges that your beachside onlookers will never get to experience. You know what? Why don't you elaborate on that? You're hesitating. Don't do that. You're the one who brought it up. Oh, are you trying to avoid the question? I got to stare at you all day. Taking off that cover-up now won't do anything. And it's nothing that anyone else didn't. Sweetheart, what's your hand doing on my thigh? This is getting a little... That changes things now, doesn't it? If you're trying to distract me, it's working. Oh, don't worry. I'm sure I can keep my eyes on the road for a few minutes. And I can just drive one-handed for a few seconds. Oh, fuck yeah. That's where I want you. Just how I want you. That's true, darling. This hand is all mine. And the rest of you, your touch, is this your way of reassuring me? Oh, yeah. Yes, it's definitely working. Oh, fuck. Good girl. Good girl. Stroke that fat cock, baby. What's that? Is a privilege. All for me. And I was going to chastise you for not answering my question, but in this case, I think that actions really do speak louder than words. Oh, fuck, baby. Darling, do you think anyone else will see through the window? I mean, with that cover-up all balled up on the seat, you're certainly giving them a reason to look. Oh, fuck, somehow I don't mind so much anymore. I'm feeling very calm at the moment. Oh, don't look so embarrassed. You're doing exactly the right thing. Setting me at ease, helping me remember how I really feel about public attention. Listen, jealousy happens sometimes, but when that fades away, and you know what? Maybe I'll roll your window down just a little. There. I didn't tell you to stop. There you go. Oh, man. When we get back, I want you to run inside. I'll be right behind you. No, don't bother covering yourself up again. I want to see your tits bouncing as you race for the door. And just pray that no one else is looking. Because I'll be praying that they are. I know, baby. I know what I said earlier. But I don't care as much anymore. I can't feel jealous when you're giving me such a good reason not to be. My other tendencies are winning out, I'm afraid. See, I told you I'd get us home safe. Now, get the fuck inside. I think the couch will do just fine to start, don't you? I don't want to wait a second longer. Oh, I'm glad you agree, baby. I am so glad you agree. You know, I could go and close these blinds right now, but we won't stay in this room for long anyways. And they just look out on the backyard, so you'll be all right, won't you? Good girl, that's what I thought, baby. Come here and kiss me. And now, I really do take back everything I said about how little you were wearing, because it is very convenient. Suck on that clip, baby. Mm. definitely not done. Here's what's going to happen. Now that I've gotten my first little taste, I'm just going to carry you to your rightful place, and then you can show me how much you really enjoy my attention. Get the door for me, darling. I've got you. Good girl. Pretty girl. Now, let's get this out of the way. I've had quite a pretty view of these all day, but that's much better. Infinitely better. Especially now that I have you all to myself. Oh, you're so eager. Oh, fuck, baby. God, I'm always amazed at how deep you take that. Fuck, you look so beautiful doing that, baby. Don't stop, I'm in fucking paradise. Tell me again what you said earlier. Huh? Try again, sweetheart, you're a bit muffled. I like that little addition. All mine to use as I please. I intend on being a little gentle today, but I like that idea quite a lot. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I needed another taste. Your bikini bottoms. You were so eager in the car. Oh, that's a good girl. You're wet because you want me to make you mine. That's so fucking beautiful. But you're already mine, aren't you? You said so yourself. You belong to me. And if you're mine, well, I don't have to wait any longer to prove it. Slide in you, baby. Feel good. say thank you, baby. Good girl, you're so very welcome. Do you love having my cock inside you, baby? Good. I don't want you to have any doubts about how much I love making you mine. Too, don't you? Well, it's just us now, sweetheart. And I can keep you going for as long as you want. Me until I can't stand it anymore, and then, oh fuck, we'll do this whenever you want, whenever we want. Savor. Good girl. That's a clump for me, baby. Fuck. Clump for me. Ah. sweetheart. You're perfect. I know I already said it, but I don't intend on stopping. You really do always know exactly what to do. I was so on the edge there for a moment. So jealous. But you reminded me. You reminded me that I have nothing to worry about. Not when you're so eager to give yourself over to me. People can stare all they want. It won't do anything at all. I can't promise I'll never feel like that again, but now you know exactly how to convince me otherwise. Come here. So beautiful. So fucking sexy. Now, how about a shower, sweetheart? You still got a bit of sand in your hair. And I could practically taste the sea salt. I couldn't resist. There really is sand in your hair, though. I don't know how it managed to hang on through all of that, but... Oh, I will gladly carry you to the shower. And after that, we can get ready for our little dinner date. Well, I admit, I did say that to convince you to leave, but I wasn't lying either. Pick a place, and something stunning to wear. I promise I won't even think about anyone else there. Because, sweetheart, I'll only be looking at you. And I know that you only have eyes for me.